Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, I have to start by congratulating you on the recognition that you got from the Pulitzer Committee. You weren't number one, but you were number two in the United States of America, and that's pretty good.
Well, thanks. We were very excited and gratified by that.
And we have to point out that the news gathering part of the paper also came in second with the same sort of explanation. You know, there weren't any other papers that were ahead of you.
Yeah, the news side was a finalist as well for breaking news for their coverage of Freddie Gray, which was really quite extraordinary. So it was a proud moment at the paper.
I'm sure it was. It was a proud moment for people that have been at the paper, at any rate.
So quickly, while everybody's focused on the mayor's race, I want to call attention to something very important going on in the city council, which is some charter amendments that they have passed and that are heading toward Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. She says she's going to veto them, but it's unclear whether the city council may have the votes to override her, and I very much hope they don't, because at least one of them would be a real disaster for the city.
And that would be?
So the one that would change the composition of the Board of Estimates. Now, we at The Sun would like to see some changes to the way the Board of Estimates operates, but this is not the right way to do it. All this amendment would do is to strip away two members, that is the city solicitor and the director of public works, so that the board would just be the mayor, the city council president, and the comptroller. The problem with that is not so much the question of whether they're voting on a contract for this service or that set of pencils or whatever. The problem is that the Board of Estimates is deeply woven into the charter in a lot of other ways that assume that the mayor has control of it, most importantly with how the budget is put together. And essentially, if this amendment were to pass the way it stands, you would not have any one person accountable for setting Baltimore's budget. You would have a triumvirate of three people who had equal power in deciding the city's spending priorities. And that's simply not a workable system. It would risk paralysis. It would risk damage to the city's bond rating. It would make it incredibly difficult to get anything done in the city.
Well, let me ask you this question. We're in the middle of a race for mayor of the city. People are not focused on this. Would you have, maybe you've done this already, recommend to the council that they sort of cool their jets a little bit and wait until there's a time for people to really look at this carefully?
Yeah, I think if we were to do this, you would need to have some kind of independent commission look at the charter and determine ways in which it can be modernized to provide some of the checks and balances that are appropriate without completely screwing up the strong mayoral system that we have that has been generally successful. I mean, we can't let people's on the council's discontent with this one mayor change the system for all time in a way that is going to make it incredibly difficult for anyone to govern this city.
Well, and it seems to me even more important to do this when we're on the verge of a brand new council, in addition to the fact that we're electing a new mayor.
Yes.
So maybe calmer heads will prevail, and we'll do this in the sort of measured way it should be done.
Here's hoping.
Thank you so much. For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.